Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 64 degrees.
And no rain in the forecast today. Partly sunny skies. We should reach 72 for a high.
Yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling requiring police to obtain warrants to search cell phones won't have an impact here in Sheboygan County.
My policy is to be very conservative and to do what we have to do in anticipation that a higher court might say we need it. So we've always done search warrants for cell phones, for computers, for hard drives, all the time.
DA Joe DiCecco says, therefore, there are no cases in Sheboygan County that will be affected by that high court ruling.
The Sheboygan City Council last night endorsed the idea of holding a binding referendum on making the office of city attorney appointive. The office is currently elective, but has not been contested for 49 years. And Alderperson Mary Lynn Donahue says that's what initiated the discussion.
By appointing a city attorney, we have the ability to make sure that the person who is sitting here is the very best, the most skilled, and the best suited for the position, and we can do that by an appointment process.
A resolution to put the question on the November ballot is expected to come before the council when it meets July 7th.
Also from that committee, the whole meeting last night, officials of the Sheboygan Marina were there, and they're calling for construction of a rock wall, riprap, at the marina entrance to protect the marina docks from damage caused by waves on Lake Michigan.
That's 47,000 tons of rock for, this is based on a 400-foot rock wall. Cost us $2.5 million. So it's not cheap.
They told the city council last night those waves did $350,000 damage last winter, much more than the average winter when the marina usually gets about $45,000 in damage to the docks.
A Sheboygan police officer shot and wounded an aggressive pit bull that was attacking him last night. The officer had been dispatched to the area of 4th and Superior about 7 o'clock to investigate a report that the dog was at large. The dog was shot at close range. The dog's owner was located and took the dog for medical attention.
Sheboygan County's unemployment rates improved again last month. The latest state report indicates that both the city and county rates dropped 0.1% to 6% in the city, 4.9% for the county. The area lost 200 jobs from April to May, but there are still 400 more people working now than in May of last year.
Investigators now believe they know the identity of a second woman who was found dead in a pair of suitcases near Lake Geneva this month. Rochester, Minnesota Police Captain John Sherwin said officials identified the final victim this morning based on a sketch released yesterday. Sherwin said there's no reason to believe the person was from the Rochester area or was killed in Minnesota, and she was most likely killed in Wisconsin. At last word, officials were still trying to determine if the other victim, 37-year-old Laura Simoson of Farmington, Minnesota, was murdered in the Rochester area. 52-year-old Stephen Zelich, now from West Allis, was arrested yesterday. Walworth County District Attorney Daniel Nisi does not expect to file charges today since he's still awaiting evidence from police.
Powerball tickets sold in Sheboygan won $1 million in last night's drawing. The ticket bought at the Q-Mart on Weedon Creek Road matched all five regular numbers, not the Powerball, to win the game's second prize. It is the second $1 million Powerball winner in Sheboygan County in recent weeks. Joe Powers of Sheboygan hit for $1 million when he bought a ticket in Kohler May 31st. He claimed that prize 11 days later. In addition to that, a $199,000 Badger 5 winning ticket was bought at the Northside Piggly Wiggly back on Memorial Day, but that has yet to be claimed.
The Random Lake School District will ask their residents later this year if they will support a maintenance referendum. Earlier this month, the District Board of Education voted to have the $8.5 million question on the November ballot. Superintendent Tom Malstead said what is up for approval are items residents saw on a survey they conducted this spring and had a majority of support.
Certainly support some additions to our boiler systems and some of the other things that need to be done as far as roof repair is concerned, and some of our water issues and some of our field issues and drainage issues that we have on our grounds.
Also included with the referendum are technology improvements, safety and security measures, and implementing the district's one-on-one technology goals. The cost of the referendum items would be $11 a year on a $100,000 home.
A St. Cloud man was injured after a deer struck his motorcycle in the town of Russell yesterday afternoon. Lieutenant Mark Rupnick of the Sheriff's Department said 53-year-old Daniel Schwind was traveling northbound on County J south of Grogan Road just after 1 yesterday when a deer actually ran onto the road and collided with the right side of the cycle. Schwind was ejected. taken to St. Agnes Hospital in Fond du Lac. He is the second Sheboygan County motorcyclist to encounter a deer this week. 36-year-old Todd Hughes of Glen Beulah died Saturday after colliding with a deer near Wisconsin Dells.
A 10-year-old girl who was shot at a playground in Milwaukee has been removed from all breathing devices. John Meerdink has the latest.
It's all in God's hands.
Sierra Guyton's family has come to a tough decision. After a month in a medically induced coma, doctors have told them there's nothing more to be done. Family spokesman Tori Lowe says after a lot of prayer and careful thought, they made the decision to remove Sierra from life support and let her fight on her own.
Only thing we can do is allow God to do what His will is.
They're still hoping for more charges for the men responsible.
Another tornado apparently touched down in southern Wisconsin yesterday afternoon. Damage fairly minor. Wisconsin law enforcement said that a small twister was on the ground for about a minute. That was about 2 miles north of Albany in Greene County.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of weird weather.
Well, not today. Partly sunny, a high near 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 52. Partly sunny tomorrow, high of 78 expected.
Currently, we are at 62 degrees here in the Sheboygan area as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.